During pregnancy, as your belly grows, your center of gravity moves forward, which can make it hard to stay balanced. For this reason, it's during the third trimester when falls are most common.
Can I take a couple of details?
Okay.
So you're 28 weeks pregnant, yes?
Yeah, that's right. She's your October 15th.
And your name's Bailey?
Yeah.
She's Bailey Gardner, date of birth, 14th of February 1990. Can you hear the heartbeat? The baby?
It's quite hard to hear anything, isn't it? Over the questions being answered?
It was 8 steps that she fell down. I counted them when we were...
We'll know more when we're in the hospital, but don't worry, we'll be there soon.
I didn't know you knew my birthday.
I've done a bit of Facebook stalking. Sorry. Well, we all do it, don't we?
Well, if we know each other's real names, we do.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry that I lied. I didn't mean to, honestly. It's just, you know, when I realised that...
That I was having a baby with your ex-boyfriend.
I couldn't face telling you my name.
Yeah. Rose. I've certainly heard a lot about you.
By then I really liked you, and it was... You'd have felt weird, and I'd have felt weird, and it was just easier...
To lie about who you were.
I didn't lie about anything else.
Well, that's all right, then.
No, try not to move. Okay.
Well, Sam will be pleased to see you. You're the love of his life.
Don't be silly. He's just worried about you.
It's not a competition. And if you ask his mum, you've already won it anyway.
Look, Sam's always wanted to be a dad. He'll be brilliant at it.
Might not matter now anyway.
In the last trimester, baby's closer to the surface and is in the inverted posture with its head down. So what might have been safe in early pregnancy can become risky.
Prepping patient for transfer.
Look, I'm so sorry about the whole pretending to be called Caroline thing.
Doesn't matter now.
I don't even know where I got the name Caroline from. I just panicked. It's not my middle name or anything. I just...
Stop talking, Rose.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me, nurse. I'm looking for Bailey Gardner. She had a fall. She's pregnant. Anyway, I'm the baby.
Sam.
I'm Sam. Rose.
You have a seat and I'll find out for you.
Oh, God, Rose. It's so good to see you.
I know. Yeah, we probably shouldn't.
Sorry. So, how long have you been doing art?
Since the start of the course. Bailey's great, isn't she? I really like her.
You're not... Oh, God, Rose, are you Caroline?
I didn't mean to lie or anything.
What the hell?
I know, it just... It sort of snowballed and I'm a knob.
Rose,
I'm so sorry.
Properly a bit...
Yes, I know, it is. You don't have to tell me. I've been feeling...
Look, I know I was a knob, the whole cheating thing.
Well, your dad had died.
No, listen, I was a knob, but this is like... Behaviour. What's up with you? Excuse me?
They'll be with you in a sec.
Oh, God. I mean, what sort of fall was it? This wasn't how everything was supposed to turn out.
No.
Nothing's how it was supposed to turn out.
Bailey's resting. But she's okay. They both are.
Really?
Oh, that is brilliant.
You can come through now.
Thank you.
See ya.
Hello.
Are you okay? The nurse said you were both...
I'm fine. We're both fine.
Oh, thank God.
It's okay.
Hello.
Rose.
I'm sorry about this. I know this is your time. The two of you. Well, three of you. Which is amazing to be able to say.
Listen... Rose, as we now know you're called.
Oh, I can't even believe what you must think of me. If I was you, I'd be like, who is this woman? And I just want to say, Bailey, I really like you. I mean, I've loved being friends with you, because we've had a laugh, haven't we? And that was nothing to do with all the Sam stuff. It was just... Are you okay? I mean, I should check that. The nurse said it, but you are, aren't you? You and the baby.
We're okay.
Oh, thank God. Okay, well... Well done. And now I'm going to go.
Rose.
With you two all, Mary and Joseph and everything. Like some kind of OK Magazine cover. I mean, not that Mary and Joseph are ever not OK Magazine's target audience, probably. But before I start talking any more about Mary and Joseph, I'm just going to go. Sorry. I'm really, really sorry. So, see ya.
Okay, toast. What do you fancy? Peanut butter?
Marmite, please.
Really?
Oh, I'll get it.
At 30 weeks, your baby is the size of a cabbage.
Do you keep thinking about Rose?
What? Of course not.
It's okay. I keep thinking about her. I miss her, and she was just some mate I met a few times at art class.
But don't think about her. I mean, you and me, we're making it work.
Was there a part of you, when you were driving to the hospital, that thought, maybe if I lost it?
No.
Because if I had, we could have just gone back to how we were, couldn't we? I mean, I'd be in South America, probably, and you and Rose would still be...
Of course I didn't think that. I was bricking myself. Look, on the fridge... That's our baby.
Yeah.
When I put up that curtain rail today, getting the nursery finished.
You're allowed a day off watching telly in your pants, you know.
I've ordered more baby grows too. It's not clear what size you need, because there's newborn and then there's 0 to 3 months, so I don't know. Do you need both? I mean, when do you start being 0 months? They don't tell you. Anyway, I've ordered both, to be safe, and a bath thermometer.
Do you fancy going out? It's AJ's birthday. They're starting at lunchtime, but we could meet them later on. Do you fancy it? Well, I'm going out, so up to you.
Oh, I'll see how I feel. I mean, there's mince in the that needs eating.
Okay.
So, cabbages. Well, they're smelly, obviously, if you boil them. Not anyone's favourite thing, are they? And loads of layers, so... They're complicated. But if you peel all that away, and all the messy, flappy bits, what are you left with?
You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella.
Leave a message, I'll call you back.
Hi. Sorry, it's me. I didn't want to just hang up or you'd wonder. Anyway, I'm just doing stuff at home. Wednesdays I'm off, I expect you remember. Anyway, Umbrella just came on the radio and I was thinking about you and that time in the park. Anyway, I shouldn't have rung, probably, but I wanted to say hi. I shouldn't have... At the hospital, I mean, you're nuts, but at least now we've both messed up. Not that I'm saying yours was as bad, because no way was it as bad. Anyway, it was nice to see you. Oh, Bailey's fine, by the way, and the baby, so... Anyway, longest message in the world, so bye. Oh, idiot. Rose?
Did you just leave me one of your famous, ridiculously long messages?
Did you just not listen to the message, so now I'm going to have to repeat everything I said?
I expect it was mainly rambling, wasn't it?
How dare you?
Umbrella, that day in the park.
You heard it.
I'm working from home, yeah.
Ah, so you'll be pyjamas, biscuits, cash in the attic?
You got it. Except the cash in the attic bit. I'm watching Orange is the New Black.
Ah, I was going to go for that.
Is Bailey,
Oh, she's gone to meet some mate... She's absolutely fine, and the baby. Everything's good.
Oh, good.
Good. Do you want to meet for lunch?
How's your sandwich?
Bread, butter, ham. The dream. How's yours?
It's really fancy. Like, it's massively complicated. Look at that. Loads of salad and mayonnaise and about 4 different fillings. You'd hate it. I wish it was me and you having a baby. I'm sorry.
I've wished that about twice a minute for the last 6 months. I have. But, you know, Bailey's...
Yeah, I know. Bailey's really great. I love Bailey.
I'm going for a wee.
Thanks for keeping me posted. Bailey?
I'm feeling like a Wally.
Okay.
But I miss you.
Do you?
I've had a glass of wine. Sam would kill me, obviously. But it's my mate's birthday and it's one glass. And I just suddenly wanted to talk to you, Caroline, Rose, whoever you are.
Oh, I've missed you too. But I can't really talk.
I feel like you're the only one who get it. Sam's, I mean, he's a nice guy, but God, he's boring.
Right.
He never goes anywhere. What's going to happen to us? We'll have this baby and we'll love it, but... Oh, you don't need to hear this.
Oh, I don't mind. I really don't, but I actually...
He's not so much boring. It's more...
I'll call you.
Geeky is the word, and not in a good way.
Okay, speak later. Bye. Okay.
They've got film posters in the loo in the wrong aspect ratio. Seriously, I might have to talk to someone.
Now you're 30 weeks pregnant, this might be the time to plan a few little treats for yourself before your baby's born.
You're definitely not moving to Chicago, then?
Nah.
I bet the sandwiches there are your ideal.
Oh, they're like skyscrapers. But I didn't fancy it in the end.
Why not?
Just thought I'd miss stuff here.
Okay. Like what?
Like what would I miss?
Yeah. Umbrellas in the park?
What, kissing under a big blue one on the bench?
And people walking past not seeing you?
That sort of thing.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hypothetically, I would have really missed that. Look, Christian...
Anything else?
Watching telly, cooking meals, having meals cooked for me.
Yeah.
Playing Scrabble and being so much better than the person I was playing with, that they ended up chucking the board over me.
Well, that doesn't sound much fun.
Well, I'd have missed it.
What about standing at the top of the multi-storey car park and laughing at people going over the bridge and then accidentally dropping a minstrel and having to duck behind the wall because he thought it might injure someone?
Well, minstrels are quite hard-coated. That's the thing about minstrels. I mean, they're small, but when they're missiles and fired from high up, you know, they could really be lethal.
I think only a div would think that.
Oh, do you? The kind of div who once washed his hair with mouthwash?
Well, now, that's just a really minty div, so, isn't it? And what was great about that div was that it meant his div girlfriend had to help him wash the mouthwash out, so it was basically just a great excuse for them to have a shower together, and they both knew it.
Well, I think that would have been the kind of thing I'd have missed, yes. Definitely.
I hoped it was. I hoped.
Try and find moments to do things that make you feel good. Think about yourself for a while.
Rosie.
I know. Bloody hell.